You're listening to WPSU's This I Believe. Today's essayist, Michelle Marchetti, is a State College resident and a freelance writer. Marchetti met her husband back while they were both students working on Penn State University Park's Daily Collegian newspaper. After college, they lived in New York City, but a couple of years ago, they decided to move back to State College, where they could afford to settle down. Since returning, Marchetti has gotten involved in the local food scene. Here's Michelle Marchetti with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe.
Last night, I ate a salad of radishes, field greens, and asparagus. The ingredients never sat in a grocery store. Less than 2 days ago, they were still stuck in the ground. I'm one of thousands of Americans who support local farms as a member of a community-supported agriculture program. I pay for a membership in Tate Farm, an organic farm in Center Hall, Pennsylvania. In exchange for my membership, I get a weekly allotment or share of freshly picked produce. Every Tuesday, I load my kids into the car to collect my bounty. The hardworking, enthusiastic farmers greet me at the barn, armed with recipes for how to prepare bok choy and collard greens. I believe in buying locally grown or produced food. My version of comfort food? When the people who grew the strawberries and spinach I'm feeding my kids are the same people who hold my daughter or talk superheroes with my son while I load everything into the car. The grocery store employees smile at my kids, but they can't vouch for food grown thousands of miles away. My passion for local food took root in New York City, where my backyard consisted of concrete and skyscrapers. One day, I walked through a farmer's market and watched people wait in line for 10 minutes for a freshly picked apple. I bought one myself and realized after one bite that the shiny, perfectly shaped apples on the grocery store shelves were imposters. Before long, I was buying as much produce as I could stick in a stroller without suffocating a two-year-old. Now that I live in farm country, I buy most of my food from my neighbors. I buy my milk from Meyer Dairy and my beer from Otto's. Both are in State College. I get my eggs from Over the Moon Farm in Reedsburg. And my bread comes from Gemelli Bakery in State College. Once, after I'd been on a gluten-free diet in an attempt to cure a sinus infection, I bought some freshly baked ciabatta for a dinner party. It smelled so good, I pulled off the road and devoured the loaf myself. Gemelli is the reason I'll always have a stuffy nose. My belief in locally produced food has now led me to a new endeavor. Together with some friends, I started Homegrown Happy Valley. It's a website that provides our neighbors with news and trends related to local farms, restaurants, and retail shops. Every night after we tuck our children in, my fellow homegrown moms and I run to our computers and fire off spirited emails about local home-delivered chickens and rhubarb crisp recipes. I know some of my friends and family think I'm crazy. Are you running ads? Charging for content? Well, no, I stammer. I'm not making any money. It's just, I believe in locally grown food. My friends and I simply want to help promote the farms and businesses so they won't close their doors. Our dinner plates depend on it.
Michelle Marchetti with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe. Marchetti lives in State College and started up the Homegrown Happy Valley website this past February. She says it's her chance to write about something she's passionate about, even if she doesn't get paid for it. What beliefs have taken root inside of your heart? Let us know. Our website tells how you can contribute an essay to our program. Just go to wpsu.org/believe. On WPSU's This I Believe, I'm Cynthia Berger.